Good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. This is your girl Dai Polo with another episode of a better version of myself, or if you like it, a better version of yourself. Here we talk about everything, literally anything, that will help us become better people, relate better with everybody else, help us just, you know, to just do life, okay? Becoming better means you're not the same person you were 2 years ago, 3 months ago, 5 months ago. There is progress, there is growth, there is learning and learning and relearning. I am a podcaster. I am a life coach. I am a counselor, therapist. I am a mediator. I am a mother. I am a wife. I'm so many things. I love cooking. I love ministering in church, in the praise and worship. So that means I sing. So I wear many hearts, and I'm so happy to be on this platform that I had neglected for almost a whole year because of, you know, just taking a moment to breathe, sitting down to just figure out this life. And it's important. And I did that podcast, I think, last week, but one, where I was talking about the importance of just taking a moment and breathe. Literally, just sit down and re-strategize your life and just understand where you are, where you're headed, and why things are not working, why they're not working the way you want them to. Sometimes you don't have all the answers, but for us not to get frustrated or too much expectations, we need to take that, you know, that break, so that it brings us back to reality. Okay, I am a simple girl that I just randomly say things, and I am happy that you've chosen to listen to this girl that comes from a place called Nairobi, Kenya. And I was just looking at my geographical, what do they call it? You know, like everybody, the people that listen. And I was so overwhelmed. I was so humbled. I am so grateful that you guys from wherever you are all over the world take 10 minutes of your time, 15 minutes of your time to just listen to this girl. I cannot thank you enough. And that is why I said in my last episode, those are the reasons why I sit back and realize I should just stop being selfish and do what I need to do. Not for my own sake, but for the sake of someone else who just listens to me, and they're like, that makes sense. I can work with that. So this is why this is happening like this, you know? So once again, thank you so much. So much for being able to listen, just, you know, and even sharing across your networks to the people that you feel that need to listen or hear me speak. today I want to talk about something called, we call it in Life Coach, emotional time travel. What is this? Emotional time travel is when you are in the present, and then there are moments when you go to your past, and then you come and go to your future, all right? But one thing I would like us to understand is that time travel is good, very good. But then I think you've watched those movies with time travel. So sometimes you'd want to go to, which, you know, a particular year, like in the movies, not literally So in the movies, you want to, someone goes like, I want to go back to a particular year. And the expectation is that, yes, that particular year, there are this specific thing that they're looking for. But then unfortunately, when they get to that year, they encounter something totally different from what they were looking for. So it becomes a journey to where to get exactly what they came to look for, right? And then once they get it, they come back to the present, and again, all that happens. And I think that has happened a lot with The Flash, right? That series called The Flash, where there is the past and the present, and they keep on going and coming, and you know, the present, and then going to the future, trying to stop the end of the world, I think. And then they go back trying to get the right to correct, to correct a mistake that was done and to prevent something that is going to happen in the present. I mean, it's usually all mixed up. But what I'm trying to say is, when you're in your present and you try to go back to your past, there are only two things that you're going to get there. Because the past, these are things that have already happened. There's nothing you can do about them. So you only have memories, all right? And they are either good memories or bad memories. Are we together up to that point? Good memories or bad memories? Then, when you have good memories, they'll make you happy. But when you have bad memory, they're going to make you sad. Okay, so the sadness will bring what negative feelings, emotions, you know, you'll just be so moody just because of the thought of your time travel to your past. And unfortunately, this particular thought brought with it bad memories, or this particular thought brought with it good memories. But then we come back to the future. So remember, it's good memory or bad memory which will give you happy mood or a sad mood or a sad feeling, which is a positive or a negative thing. Then we come to the present. In the present, you cannot say much about it because you are here. So you live one day at a time, literally, because you cannot say what's going to happen tomorrow. You are just hopeful of what's going to happen tomorrow. Future is what we would like to have. We would like to, you know, the things, the visions, the goals that we have. Now, the most interesting thing with the future is that you don't have memory about the future. Nada. All right? So it can't give you a good feeling or a bad feeling. Right? The only feeling that the future will give you is anxiety or the feeling of hope, faith, yeah? And that will give you, again, positive energy or negative energy, because if you keep on thinking about the future and it's giving you anxiety and fear and the feeling of uncertainty and lack of confidence with yourself or whatever it is that you want to do, or then it means that you are relating the future plans and goals that you have to your past. Why? Because your past, some people, not even some, quite a number of us, like I would give it a 90% of us, always relate past experiences, the results that we had them, we tend to feel, think, imagine that they are going to be the same results that we had. For example, you dated a guy and it didn't go well, and you know, everything was just not working for you. Yes, there were red flags, you know, after the relationships, that's when you are able to even see more than what you could see when you were in there. Then you're in the present and you're like, right now I don't want to date. and then you start thinking about dating, and then you're like, I don't think I want to do this. It's going to just end up like the last relationship that I had. You see what I mean? So you start getting anxious, you start getting worried, you start getting worked up, stressed about something that has not happened. These are just thoughts, these are just imaginations, these are just you trying to force a situation to give a result as what happened in the past. Because when you think about what happened in the past, it's just giving you bad energy, bad mood, you know, all those feelings. But who said that it cannot be different? I know there are usually those patterns, there are patterns that happen, right? Of which now when it comes to therapy and even still in life coaching, we try to help a client to also notice if there is a particular pattern that keeps on occurring and what we can do to avoid it and what you can do to get past it. So yes, we cannot overrule or overlook that fact, but you can't keep on relating your past experiences and results to your future because you know nothing about your future. Nothing. But remember, how you feel, you will react that way. You will respond to the feeling that you're feeling in that particular time. If you're feeling sad, you will respond and react to that sadness. If you're happy, you will respond and react to that happiness. So if you start feeling all sorts of negative things about your future and you're not even there, that means every day you're going to face your future with all this anxiety, with all the stress, with, like, you wake up and you're like, oh, I don't want someone to say hi to me. I don't want a guy to hit on me. You start communicating to, quote unquote, the universe. Allow me to say that. And then it picks it. It picks it that anything to do with a guy is not always going to work out. So it picks that. What am I trying to say? Emotional time travel is good because we create memories and we learn from them. There are experiences that we learn from. They are memories that keep us going when we lose our loved ones and we are left with memories. Memories are, like I've said, experiences and, you know, moments that we've gone through, that we learn from, that we hold dear, right? Those memories can only be good thoughts and bad thoughts, which will give you good, happy feelings or sad feelings. It's nothing beyond that, my perspective. And now because you're in the present, how about you look toward ahead, okay? Look ahead with hope, faith, and some belief that this is gonna be okay. Things will be different. Because what you think about is how you're gonna end up feeling. And remember, your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts will create your reality. And that's why when people have perception about you, those are their thoughts. And my friend, they're gonna believe that reality. And perceptions are not real. That is not real. That's just a thought that you have about this particular person or this particular thing. But is it real? It's just a perception. Is it real? You know? So don't live in fear. Your past might not be very good, might be ugly, might be painful, might be hurting, might be full of sad days and weeks and months and moments and seconds. But here you are in your present. How is your present looking like? Are you basing your present on your past? Are you basing your future on your past? And unfortunately, all of us, we usually base it on the negative. Like, I don't know why we have this tendency as we human beings that when we are in the present or we are looking at the future, we just focus so much on the negative things. I don't know why. I'm doing a research on that, trying to understand why do we base our present or the future or situations like we just want to hang out. Unfortunately, it's because some tend to have the victim mentality, you know, the pity party group, the woye group. Okay, woye is a Swahili word. Woye, is it not Swahili? I think it's sheng. Slang. Sheng. Sheng is slang. So, woye is that feeling of, how do I put it? It's more of a pity party, you know, like I come and tell you, you know, while I was coming here, I hit my toe and it was so painful. So we would go with the exclamation of, oh yeah, sorry, you know, so I hope you get it. So stop having that. Some people, that is where they live. That is where they gain their energy. And that means that they will drain the energy of other people because they're, you know. So what I'm telling you is, as much as you have emotional time travel, try and ask yourself, when you do the time travel, where do you really go? Do you usually focus so much on the positive, good memories, or do you focus on the bad memories and keep on hating and cursing everybody in your present life? Cursing and hating everything that is happening to you in your present life. So if you're that kind of a person, trust me, you need to seek help. Psychological life coaching, you need to do that. But if you are, if there's that balance, because I mean, you cannot keep on thinking, remembering good memories 24/7. Yeah. When you are able to have that balance, then congratulations, that's a very good thing to do. And when you're so much also on the positive that there is no day you've ever had a bad memory. Oh, I'm even lacking a word for that. That is not also healthy, okay? That means that you're living in your own world. And when that bubble is busted, yeah, there will be the emotions will be spiraling all over the place. What I'm trying to say is, let there be balance. It's good to have sad memories. Yeah, I lost my mom. I was the only child. My father is also dead, so a long time ago. I have those moments. Yeah, does that mean it means I'm a healthy person because I'm able to travel back and come back and, you know, focus on the positive, but not travel back and then carry all the negative and stick with them. And I'm like, I'm the victim here. Everybody is not trustworthy. You can never trust. I don't believe in some of these quotes that go around. There's some quotes I see and I'm like, this person wrote this quote when they're in a very bad place, a very unhealthy place. And you would see people, you know, posting those quotes and I'm like, I wish you were able to look at this thing in a different perspective. You will really understand. You can tell when someone has written something from anger, out of anger, out of frustration, out of, you know, that place where they feel like it's a lot of darkness. Yeah. So don't be that kind of a person. Yeah. So even if you're able to do time travel to your past and your present and your future, let there be balance. But if you travel to the sad memories and bring up the bad feeling, sad feeling, and you bring it to the present and you want to stick with it, that is not healthy. All right? But there is always hope. There is always you trying. You can also practice how to time travel and bring it to, and just call yourself for a meeting and just tell yourself it's time to, you know, just let go of some things and focus more on the positive things. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Please share. I miss reading your mails. You guys stopped writing mails. No, you did not stop. I'm the one who stopped. I'm the one who stopped recording. So yeah, I miss your mails. Please write. Let me know what you think. Have you ever been through the phase that I'm talking about of time travel? How does it work for you? You know, all those things. Let me hear. I would love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely night. Have a lovely afternoon as you're listening into. And yeah, see you again in the next episode, in the next time. Take care of yourself. Please check in on someone who you've been thinking about throughout the week. Yeah, that one person. Call them up. Let them know that you've been thinking about them and that you care. Otherwise, take care of yourself and see you soon. Bye-bye.